Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
I'm honored today to be able to bring to us, in these moments we share together, the theme for 2025. The direction that we're going, and I'm so excited. Let's read together from Philippians chapter 4. But I have received everything in full. Let's read that again. But I have received everything in full and more. I am amply supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gifts you sent me. They are the fragrant aroma of an offering, an acceptable sacrifice, which God welcomes and in which he delights. And my God will liberally supply, fill until full, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Oh yeah, do you receive it? I bring greetings to you from Miss Amy, who loves you, who can't wait to get back and celebrate together with us. And we're believing, I'm looking forward to that day when she shall walk through those curtains and be here with us. Verse 18, I have received everything in full. I am amply supplied. Verse 19, my God will liberally supply, fill until full your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. According to his riches. Fill until full. Every need according to his riches. Imagine with me, you're walking down the street in the city and you see a man ahead of you about to be hit by a speeding car. You rush to him, you grab him, you pull him to the side as that car speeds by and you've saved his life. He falls down, and when you see his face, it's Manu Chandaria. He's so thankful. He reaches into his wallet and he pulls out 1,000 shillings. What? You just saved his life. And when you saved his life, you saved his wealth. Right? And he hands you 1,000 shillings. If he gave that 1,000 shillings, that's not giving according to his riches. That's giving simply out of his riches. You with me? But imagine instead that he pulls out a blank check. You just pulled him and that car went by and he's so grateful he pulls out a blank check and he signs it. And he tells you to go home, add up all your needs, add them up, all your past debts, any unpaid bills, your current needs, just fill in that amount. Now that's giving according to his riches. Not out simply out of his riches, 1,000 shillings, thank you very much for saving my life. He's giving according to his riches. God has promised to supply our need according to his riches. Anybody here today? This tells us that we cannot have a need too great for God to supply. Our Heavenly Father knows what our need is, and all his riches are made available to his own. Romans chapter 8, verse 32, and he did not spare or withhold even his own son, but gave him up for us all. Will he not also with him freely and graciously give us all other things? Now in our text, the words full and supply are one word in the Greek language. Full and supply, one word. If you study the word full and the word supply, they're both the same word. Both have the same meaning. And it means to impart richly. The words full and supply both mean to impart richly, to fill abundantly, I love this, to cram a net, to cram it full. It also means filled with God's fullness, so as to fully participate in all the rich gifts of God. To impart richly, to fill abundantly, to cram a net full of fish, as Jesus did when he rose again. Cast your net on the right side. And when they did, they took in great fish, one translation says, and the net did not break. It's filled to fullness, to capacity. It means filled with God's fullness. The words full and supply means filled with God's fullness so as to fully participate in all the rich gifts of God. God's provision is an endless, abundant supply for our day-to-day needs. God's provision is an endless, abundant supply for our day-to-day needs. And here is our theme for this year. And get ready, guys. Our theme for this year is 2025, fully supplied. Fully supplied. 2025, fully supplied. Philippians 4:19 is considered by many to be one of the greatest verses in the Bible. In fact, one renowned Bible teacher called it the greatest promise contained in the scriptures because it includes all the other promises of the Bible in itself. It contains all the promises of the Bible in itself. I believe that it would do every one of us a great deal of good to commit this scripture to memory. So let's go. You ready? And my God, let's go. And my God will liberally supply, fill unto full, your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Let's go again. And my God will liberally supply. Say that to somebody. Say it again to somebody else. And my God will liberally supply. Now tell them, fill until full. Say it from the beginning. And my God your every need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Okay, let's start from your every need. Your every need. Tell somebody, your every need according to in Christ Jesus. And my God, so let's say Philippians 4:19, and my God will liberally supply, fill unto full your every need according take the scripture off now, and I want you to tell somebody, and my God will supply, fill until full, your every... Tell somebody else, Philippians, start with the address. Start with the address, Philippians, and... Oh, give yourself a hand clap, class. That's where we're going this year. Fully supplied. Filled until full. Fully supplied in 2025 begins with these words, and my God. And my God. Number one, the supplier. It begins with my God, the supplier, filled until full, every need supplied, fully supplied in 2025. My God, the supplier. I think it's very interesting that Paul said, my God. He did not say to the Philippians, our God or your God. In the ancient city of Philippi, there were many false gods that people worshiped, and Paul wanted to make the one true God stand out from all the others. Paul could have easily said, and God will meet all your needs. But when he says, my God, he is making it exceedingly personal. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob is my God. The God who raised up Moses from the backside of the desert is my God. The God who led Joshua around the walls of Jericho is my God. The God who enabled David to take out Goliath is my God. The God of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and all of the prophets is my God. The God of the virgin birth is my God. The God who raised Jesus from the dead is my God. The God of the apostles is my God. In short, when Paul says, my God, he wants us to remember that the same God who worked all the mighty miracles in the Bible is the same God who says, I will supply, fill unto full your every need. I'm preaching. Man, it's been a while. Come on. So when Paul says, my God shall supply all your need, he is authoritatively putting before us the only true God, the God who has proven reliability. He's the only God, my God, my God, the supplier. 2025, fully supplied by the supplier. Love it, love it, love it. I'm so glad for that. The only God, the true God, the God who has proven reliability. And I'm so thankful. I'm so happy for that. I want to put my trust in that God, the God of the Apostle Paul, don't you? Most amazingly, actually supernaturally, Paul declared that this God is revealed to us through his Son, Jesus Christ. According to his riches in glory through or by Jesus Christ, filling until full, providing for your every need according to his riches, not simply out of his riches, 1,000 shillings handed to you because you saved someone's life who is one of the wealthiest among us. And he gives you basically a token. That's out of his riches. No, he gives you a blank check and signs it. And you fill in all your needs and all your debts and all that you can't handle. That is now based on his signature. He's giving you according to his riches. He's positioned financially and has the wealth to back up that check. So God says, according to the riches in glory by Christ Jesus. So powerful. I want to put my trust in that heavenly economy. I want to put my trust in that God. And Paul declared that this God is revealed to us through his Son, Jesus Christ, according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 15, Paul wrote, he is the image, speaking of Christ, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell. That's my King. That's my God. That's the supplier. Who's the supplier? My God. Revealed to us through Jesus Christ. He's the one who supplies. You're never going to get a sense of trust in provision of your needs unless you know the God who provides and supplies. My God. You are never going to get a sense of trust in provision of your needs unless you know the God who provides and supplies. I pray in 2025 you will come to know him. As Paul cried out, oh, that I may know him, that I may come to a greater understanding. Come on, connect with Insight this Sunday, this coming Sunday. Connect, come to know him. Come to understand him. Until you come to know and put your trust, until you have that sense of trust in provision of your needs, you cannot have that sense of trust unless you know my God. You know him as my God. You know him as my King. Secondly and finally for today, we'll connect and pick this up again in the coming week. First, 2025, fully supplied by the supplier, number one. Number two, the supply. The supply. He will supply. He will supply. He will care for you. He will supply. He will care for you. Come on, you've got to know that. He will provide for you. He will supply. He will care. He will provide. How do you know that? You know that because he has already supplied for your greatest need. How do we know that he will supply? We know that because he has already supplied for your greatest need. It's done. What's your greatest need? What's your greatest need? What's my greatest need? It's reconciliation with God. My greatest need is reconciliation with God. It's not a new Toyota and a set of curtains for your house. It's not the 81-inch super TV. Those are not our greatest needs. It's reconciliation with God, against whom you rebelled and from whom you deserve nothing but condemnation. Our greatest need is reconciliation with the God against whom you rebelled and from whom you deserve nothing but condemnation. Think about it. If God has given his son to meet our greatest need, how can we possibly question that he will supply all our other needs, which are infinitely lesser? If God has given his son, think about this. I don't want to rush this. Think about it. If God has given his son to meet our greatest need, how can we possibly question that he will supply all our other needs, which are infinitely lesser? Because God has already supplied our greatest need at the greatest cost, we can trust him to supply all our lesser needs. And get ready. Get ready. It's about to come down. Because God has already supplied our greatest need at the greatest cost, we can trust him to supply all our lesser needs. Listen to these scriptures and receive these for 2025. Fully supplied. Deuteronomy chapter 28 and verse 3, you will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. Your children will be blessed as well as your crops. Your herds will be blessed with calves and your flocks with lambs. Your basket and your kitchen. I'm starting to feel something. Your basket and your kitchen will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and you will be blessed when you go out. The Lord will help you defeat the enemies that come to fight you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will run from you in seven directions. The Lord your God will bless you with full barns. Shout it, full barns. The Lord will bless you with full barns, and he will bless everything you do. He will bless the land. He will bless the land that he is giving you. He will bless the land that he is giving you. Come on, we lay claim to that land today. We lay claim to the resources that you require to be able to give towards that land in Project Extend this year. Oh, let's read it again. You will be blessed in the city. You will be blessed in the country. Your children will be blessed as well as your crops. Your herds will be blessed with calves and your flocks with lambs. Your basket and your kitchen will be blessed as you bake those chapatis. Come on, you will be blessed when you come in and when you go out. The Lord will help you defeat the enemies that come to fight you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will run from you in seven directions. The Lord your God will bless you with full barns. He will bless everything you do. He will bless the land that he is giving you. Give him the praise. 2025, fully supplied.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.